Welcome to the Eating Habits for Life podcast. If you're a career woman struggling with overeating, emotional eating, or weight loss, you're in the right place. I'm Kate, a coach and former physician assistant, and I'll help you break free from those habits and build a healthier, more confident life. Let's dive into today's episode. Hi there, my lovely career woman. Welcome to the Eating Habits for Life podcast. So today I want to talk about losing weight with a busy schedule, because let's face it, if you're a career woman, you most likely have a busy schedule. In fact, if you're a human being, you most likely have a busy schedule. And if you don't really have a busy schedule, you may feel that you have a busy schedule because of some of the stress or overwhelm or another emotion making it feel that way. I used to sometimes find myself feeling like I was so rushed, and in reality, I was just creating that for myself. So I'm really going to touch on that during this episode. So regardless of where exactly you fall into there, this episode is for you. Now, I want to start out with how you look at weight loss or how you look at losing weight, because this is really a key factor into this. You can look at it in many different ways. You can look at losing weight as a chore, especially if you have the thought, I need to lose weight. With a thought like that or a similar thought, it can really seem like it's something on your to-do list, just like a chore, right? Which means there can be some reluctance there, some dragging of the feet. And maybe you're saying, well, I really do need to lose weight. But if you're having that thought, it still will make you feel a certain way. You're certainly not going into it feeling like it's something that you are looking forward to doing necessarily. This can make it feel like it's something that you are now having to squeeze into your already busy schedule, right? So think of it like having a list of things to do, and then this extra chore of losing weight has to be squeezed onto that list somehow. That can leave you feeling overwhelmed and not looking forward to it. It can make it seem like your schedule has been made even busier because of this extra chore. Another way to look at weight loss or losing weight is that you can look at it as something fun. So this would be like the complete opposite end of the spectrum, right? You can look at it as a fun challenge or project in a sense. For many people, I think especially for career women, challenges or projects or goals are fun. For me, they definitely are, at least lots of them, right? Certainly a project of cleaning out the basement and organizing the basement, I don't look at that as fun, but many other challenges or projects or goals to me are very fun. I get completely lit up when I have a goal or if there's a challenge or project that I'm looking forward to doing, especially if I'm looking forward to the end result, right? And dopamine, the reward hormone, definitely plays a part in that. So that's why you can look at weight loss or losing weight as a goal, challenge, or project that will be fun to work towards. Because when I help my clients lose weight, we make sure that there are actual rewards in there besides even just the satisfaction of losing weight. We also celebrate the wins as we go along. And what I mean by that is not just celebrating if some weight was lost during the week, but also celebrating all of the things that you did well that week, no matter how insignificant they may seem. Also, many people really love trying out new, healthy, simple recipes when they're losing weight, and that can be a lot of fun. So there's lots of different factors or lots of different things during the weight loss process and during the changing of your eating habits process that can be seen as fun. In fact, when I was trying to change my eating habits and lose a little bit of weight in the process, my friend Casey got me very excited about trying new, healthier foods because she would always be trying out new recipes herself and invite me over for dinner. So I started to do the same to reciprocate, and that became really fun for us. And then I just carried that over into when I cooked for myself and then when I cooked for myself and my husband. Okay, so now we have two very different ways of looking at weight loss, right? As a chore on one end and as something fun on the other end. Those are kind of on the opposite end of the spectrum, right? There's also lots of ways to look at weight loss that's somewhere in between. So it doesn't necessarily have to feel fun for you, but it can be maybe enjoyable and satisfying. Really, weight loss can be looked at in any way that you choose to look at it, right? So what this has to do with losing weight with a busy schedule is that the way you look or think about weight loss or losing weight will affect how you feel, and how you feel about weight loss or losing weight, even with a busy schedule, will determine the actions you take to lose weight. And then, of course, your weight loss results, no matter how busy your schedule is. And I'll repeat that, no matter how busy your schedule is. So what you think and feel about weight loss will affect your actions and your results regardless of outside factors like your schedule. So you might as well set yourself up for success and make sure that your thoughts are cleaned up a little bit about weight loss. What I mean by that is that you decide how you want to look at weight loss, even with a busy schedule. So do you want to think of it as something that will be enjoyable and specifically for you and your health and happiness? Or do you want to look at it as a chore that you have to try to squeeze in, something that you need to do? You can just decide now how you'd rather see it. And if you decide that you want to look at it in a more positive light, then you may have to keep reminding yourself of this multiple times along the way. It's not just going to take one time of telling yourself this different way of looking at weight loss if you're so used to thinking about it in kind of a more negative way, right? So if you feel like this is a really difficult thing for you, that is, of course, one of the things that as a coach I can help you with to stay on track. All right, so now I'm going to get into how you look at your schedule. Because just as you can look at weight loss in different ways and then feel differently about it, you can also look at your schedule in different ways, which will then influence how you feel about your schedule. For example, if you have the thought, I'm so busy or I'm too busy, of course, you're going to feel busy. So even just think about that right now, right? If you're thinking right now, I'm so busy or I'm too busy, how does that feel in your body? You might even start feeling a little bit overwhelmed or like you're constantly rushing around, right? Or even have an underlying tension in your body. This was me for the majority of my career as a physician assistant. Now, sometimes my schedule was very, very full, but there were times when I just felt terribly about my full schedule because I was making it worse for myself. I was having thoughts of, I'm so busy or I have no time. Whereas now, I can honestly say that I have more things going on in my life than I did when I was in my 20s and working lots of very long days and also lots of weekends in orthopedic trauma surgery. But I don't feel that busyness feeling, and I don't feel overwhelmed because my thoughts have changed. I can also say what has helped is that I've learned along the way to really manage my time well. I've also learned that rushing doesn't necessarily save a whole bunch of time, but will cause you to feel overwhelmed and tense. So I've learned to slow things down a little bit, especially certain things, and not rush myself with doing those things, but then other things that I know I can do quickly without feeling stressed. Those are the things that I am able to do more quickly, especially things that have already turned into a habit, right? They're like very automatic. So the one exception I would say is Thanksgiving. I hate hosting Thanksgiving at our house. My husband Paul knows it, so it's not a secret. I feel like no matter how much food I prep in advance and how early I get up and get started, I am always feeling like there is way too much to do before my husband's family gets here. Therefore, if I could just skip Thanksgiving altogether every single year, that would be so lovely. I should probably coach myself on that though. Probably need to work on a little bit of a mindset shift for Thanksgiving. So if you're finding that you have thoughts like I'm so busy and that is causing you to feel busy or rushed or overwhelmed or some other emotion that is similar, here are just a couple of shifts in thinking that can make you feel differently. And you'll notice that if you say one of these things to yourself, you will feel differently in your body. I do want to mention that you may not necessarily be aware that you're having thoughts like, I'm so busy, but if you're feeling rushed or overwhelmed by your schedule, that means that there is a thought in there or multiple thoughts that are causing those feelings. So the feeling in your body can really clue you in on what you're thinking about your schedule or about your day. Okay, so instead of thinking I'm too busy or I'm so busy, you can think something like I have several things on my schedule, but I'm able to handle that. Do you see how this thought starts out a little bit more neutral, kind of like just stating what the weather is? And then the second part of the thought says something positive about you and your capabilities that makes you feel pretty good inside, right? Rather than having a thought like I'm too busy, making you feel not so great. Another thought you can have instead is I'm so busy and that's okay. Just adding and that's okay to the end of something makes it feel a little bit or even a lot better. It's sort of like gives you a little bit of relief, right? Because it is okay. It's okay to be busy sometimes. When it doesn't feel good is when your brain thinks that there's something wrong, that it's not okay. But if you tell it that it's okay, you don't get quite as heightened of an emotion. So you can feel a little bit more relaxed about it. Here's another thought that I actually really like to remind myself of, and that is I have a lot of things to do and I don't have to do any of it. Okay, so I know you're thinking, what? But in reality, when you do take a close look at the things that you have to do for the day, a lot of it, maybe even if not all of it, you don't have to actually do. You don't have to go to work. Now, you might get in trouble or you might even lose your job if you don't go to work, but you still have a choice, right? There may be negative consequences, but you still get to choose. No one is tying you up and dragging you to work. There definitely, like I said, maybe negative consequences if you don't go to work, but you still have a choice in the matter. Now, there are certain things that you really should do, of course, like take care of your children if you have children, but there are lots of other things that you may have on your schedule that you don't really have to do, right? You don't have to meet your friend for lunch, but you want to meet your friend for lunch, or maybe you don't. You don't have to stop at the grocery store, but you want to have groceries at home, so you stop at the grocery store. Just knowing that they're all choices that you get to make and you don't have to do any of it or all of it, just knowing that makes it feel better. It's a little bit more freeing and you don't feel like such a prisoner to your schedule. And so you can just tell yourself like, hey, I don't have to do any of it, but I choose to do all of it, right? Or maybe there's some things that you don't want to do. And in reality, you're able to knock those things off the list and say, you know what? I don't have to do that. I don't necessarily want to do that. I'm not going to do that today. Heck, I could even use this mindset shift for Thanksgiving, right? I don't have to do any of it. However, I do want to have lots of different delicious dishes for everyone. I want the table and multiple tables, actually, there's that many people that come, and the place settings to look really pretty. I want the house to be super clean, all the things, right? But I really don't have to do all of that. This is probably good timing with the mention of Thanksgiving because the holidays are coming up, and hopefully you can keep that in mind for yourself. You don't have to do any of it. I will practice that one as well along with you. All right, now I gave you a lot of mindset stuff to think about, but there are also lots of different ways to lose weight with a busy schedule besides mindset stuff. There are different things that I do with my clients that have a busy schedule to make weight loss easier, but just know that the success to losing weight with a busy schedule is partly how you look at weight loss and partly how you look at your schedule. Also, part of success to losing weight with a busy schedule is certainly time management tactics, which again is something that I would help you with coaching, but also even just problem solving for each individual's schedule and circumstances as far as time constraints and maybe odd scheduling too, right? So there are many ways around that busy schedule that will enable you to successfully lose weight and not feel like weight loss is something that takes a large chunk of time out of your day or week. And then certainly we work on that mindset stuff as well, because just shifting a thought one time sometimes works, right? But sometimes it takes some reminders as well. It takes a little bit of repetition. And when it comes to problem solving for your individual busy schedule, I'm a very good problem solver because I was a very busy career woman and felt completely overwhelmed by my schedule. And I still am busy and I accomplish a ton of things each day, but I no longer feel overwhelmed. I have managed this along with my schedule very well. I manage my time very well, so I can help you with this if this is something that you feel like gets in the way of you changing your eating habits and losing weight. Because a big part of changing eating habits and losing weight is finding all the challenges that are making it more difficult and addressing those. A lot of times it's our own thoughts and feelings, and that's part of how coaching with me will help you with that. And then other times the challenges are more tangible things like schedule, people offering you food, having tempting foods in the workplace, things like that. And I help you with those as well with coaching. So it's a comprehensive approach to changing your eating habits and losing weight, because if you don't address the thoughts and the feelings along with the actions or behaviors, you'll keep getting the same results or not getting the result you want, or actually more accurately, not getting the result you want, right? Or you'll get somewhat of a result that you want, but then you'll lose it because all of those things weren't addressed. But don't worry, because I will help you with all of that. Find out more about how I can help you specifically, especially if you're curious about working together towards your goals in a coach-client relationship, and set up a free 60-minute consultation. I'll find out what exactly you need help with as far as breaking bad eating habits, forming healthier eating habits, and losing weight, and then tell you exactly how I'd help you. You just knowing exactly what it would need or what you would need or what it would take to get you from where you are now to where you want to be is super helpful. And then that way you know what exactly will get you the results that you want. So choose a date and time for us to talk via a free 60-minute consult. You can do that right on the episode page if you're listening directly from my website. You can also find a link for that in the episode description if you're listening directly on a podcast listening app such as Apple, Spotify, Amazon, etc. All right. Thanks for listening. Take care, and I'll talk with you next week. Before you jump into the next episode, if you're feeling stuck in the cycle of frustration and disappointment with your eating habits, you don't have to stay there. Let's make change simple, not overwhelming. Book your free consult now. Just tap the link in the show notes.